episode 2742, The Myth of the Finish Line.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is your week going? I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen for your body. It is Health and Wellness Day, and we've really got to look at how we are structuring our lifestyle. Are we always moving forward, or do we get sidetracked? Oh yes, the good food, it can do it to us, and definitely the bad does. But how do we keep going? The myth of the finish line. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter. The Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. So, how do you get to the finish line when it comes to your health? Seriously, are you one who sets like deadlines and goals? Because deadlines, goals, and to-do lists create the myth of the finish line, thinking you have arrived. So does your body know it? And is there an end? I can remember when I was little, are we there yet? The question that's repeated over and over and over again from the back seat of a long trip. It's kind of something on how we embrace our health, right? Are we there yet? Please say I am. Arriving at your destination can be so rewarding emotionally, physically, spiritually, and psychologically. But do you really arrive? As you travel on vacation or to work, you go from point A to point B. Your GPS leads you a certain way, because I'm in the city, so I need my GPS all the time. So it leads you a certain way, even through detours and unexpected accidents. This is the only time you arrive. It's from one point to the next. Everything else in life is continuous. You make decisions every day, which leads to actions and movement along the way. You pivot and shift to change directions while the train keeps moving. Once in a while, though, there is a stop, a rest stop, so you can refuel, but that doesn't last long. And while you wait, there still are actions you take. Once again, your journey continues. So how do you look at your healthy lifestyle? Do you look at it as, well, you know, I just got to get to this healthy weight. I've gained like so much and man, the pandemic and, you know, just being what I am, I just got to lose it. Or is it reaching a certain number on your size? What's on the hanger? You know, maybe you're at a 10 or 12, maybe you're at a 16 or 18, and you're like, I got to get down. I really want, well, it's not realistically for me to be in a size zero now, but if I could get to a size 6 or a size 8, I want to feel great. Maybe it's fitting into this certain outfit. You found it. You're like, okay, 10 pounds. I can squeeze my bootay into it. Or maybe you look at it as having more energy and less drag, or being more clear and concise in your day, where you don't have all that brain fog. Maybe it's feeling less bloated and gassy. Oh yeah, are we getting too personal? Of course we are, because it is your health. Is everything based on an end goal? Is it where I've got to reach that certain number? Most of the time, if we're honest, it is. But that does not lead to longevity. If you want to live your best life, you have to ditch the finish line. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Ditch the finish line. Yes. Whoever said that? I mean, come on. I wish they would have told me that when I was running track. Okay, I never ran track. I really didn't. I only ran track when I was older, and that was because I did it my way. And yeah, there wasn't a starting point or an ending point. It was what I wanted to do. So I guess technically, I've always ditched the finish line. But I've also had goals, and I know you do too. However, I think sometimes we look at our goals, our to-do list that says, this is how I am successful. If I mark off 10 of my 12 items on my list, I have made it. I have arrived today. I can go to bed thinking that, yeah, I am great. But is that really the feeling that you want to have? Does it really come from accomplishing your to-do list, or is there something more in it? And I'm here to bet that there's something more. When you ditch the finish line, you never really stop progress. The momentum can shift, but your movement can keep going. You cancel out what doesn't matter in the long run and stay solid with what needs to happen now. So you got to ditch the finish line. So I want to hit on 3 points here today, and I just want you to allow them to soak in a little bit. It was interesting as I was reviewing this and going through my own story right now. And it's interesting, I got an email, and this AI company that I'm working with health, and yes, more information is coming. I know you're being so patient, but I really want to make sure I'm learning the way I need to learn for my body, because my body is truly, well, it's what I told you before, 0.00000001% of the average population. Like, I am so of the extreme, it's ridiculous. And I'll even have conversations with my mom, and she just, I don't know what to tell you, but she's like, you know what, hun? Is there any way we can get you over this? And I'm thinking, well, you know what? I've come to the conclusion that this is my body. And instead of fighting it, instead of always trying to get to the finish line saying, I've got to be this way because everybody is telling me to be this way, I have to be the way my body needs. Because most of the time, our body doesn't know that there's a finish line. It doesn't know that, oh, the weight I'm looking for is 125 pounds, and I want to be only so round in the waist. And, well, my butt, well, I want it to be tight. And my calves, I don't want them really big, but I want them strong and muscular. But they only can be about maybe 8.5, 9 inches in circumference, right? So you can have all of these goals, but does your body really know and understand it? And so as I'm going through my whole story, and I've been doing this for a very long time with my body, and quite frankly, there's been at times that literally I'm in tears and I'm yelling at God. Yeah, you heard me. I'm yelling at him saying, why did you give me this body? And he looks down on me because I feel like he's looking down on me, not in the negative sense, but looking down at me and saying, Christiane, do you not know I've given you everything you need? Your body has what you need to do what I have dreamed for you. So get out of your own self and think more about what I need you to do. And I'm like, oh man, why is it that you say everything? Everything's always right by you, but you know, I can't get what I want. Well, that's my earthly logic. And we are so flooded with all of the stuff out there. I mean, seriously, I don't know how much stuff comes into my Instagram feed, my Facebook feed, feeds that I don't even want to look at, but I do once in a while. And when I look at them, I'm amazed at all the stuff that just allows it to get into our head. And it doesn't just stay in the head, man, it goes deep in the subconscious and then it begins to eat at you. And you're like, gosh, am I really that healthy? Maybe I should be doing more. Well, guess what? Maybe you should be doing less. It's what your body needs. One size does not fit all. Exclamation points galore to infinity and beyond. You got to ditch the finish line. You have got to live life the way God has designed your body to be and the way you can execute what you need to do to live out your God-sized dreams. And I think if you look at that, it changes the way we live our life. And yes, you don't have to be on point all the time. You can follow the 80-20 rule if that works for your body. Maybe you have to adopt a 95-5 rule. Whatever works for you, that is what I want you to focus on, not the finish line. So what does this look like? So I really just want you to take this in. Number one, your moments are your measuring stick. Life can be pretty chaotic and messy every day. If you're always trying to have a lifestyle that's perfect, you're always defeated. You can't do everything all the time. I know we try. Yes, you are Wonder Woman, right? You got your rope to prove it, but not because of how many times you get something right. Think about the moment you're in and focus on what needs to happen then. Make the decision right for you now and then move on to what's next. If you're eating healthy at every meal, but the following day you get on the scale and it says you haven't lost anything, you know, the needle doesn't move, does that really give you an accurate account of what you're doing for your health? No. So measure moment by moment. And you know what I mean, right? You get on that scale and you're like, oh my gosh, I ate a beautiful breakfast. I ate an incredible lunch. And then dinner, I didn't eat a ton, but I ate exactly what my body needed. I ate half of it in greens. And then I had my palm full or my fist size of protein. And then, yes, I had my sprinkle of goodness on my salad with some blueberries and raspberries. And I even made my homemade dressing. And then you look at the scale and you're like, how am I up 2 pounds? This doesn't make sense. You're already defeated, aren't you? Because you're gaining only for the finish line. That's what you're headed towards. And I'm telling you, you can't do that anymore. You just can't. It's not about the finish line. Because when you're finished here on earth, I pray to see you on the other side. Oh, yes, I do. And that's in heaven, of course. But your moments are your measuring stick. Measure moment by moment. So if you know you ate healthy, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, who cares what the scale says? Guess what? It may take 2 weeks for the scale to reflect what you're doing. Think about how long it's taken you to get to where you are. If you want to make a change, it doesn't happen instantly. It does not. But the instant gratification that you're really looking for is in the moment. So that's where you want to measure. Now that leads me to number two. Your presence is your momentum. Instead of trying to look at your lifestyle as one big picture, right? Oh my gosh, I've got to do all of this. Stay grounded in the present, where you are right now, and take heed to your decisions and actions. If you're out and need to grab something to eat at a fast food restaurant, yeah, you might get the kiddos some French fries along with something else that's not so good for you, but does that mean you have to eat the same way? No. Lock into exactly what you desire and make your decision count for the now. Create your now. Your presence is your momentum. So when you're measuring, right, measure moment by moment, you look at your presence and say, okay, this is my dinner time. What do I need to eat now? Or how do I need to work out to feel great? Most of us, honestly, we don't want to work out. Who wants to sweat in this hot heat? Let me tell you, it's hot around here. We've had so many heat indexes, way over 100. It's hard for me to count. And I honestly have just stayed away from the temperature gauge because I walk out and I'm like, it's hot. And if I want to work out outside, I truly have to do it very early in the morning or very, very late in the evening, which really honestly isn't good for my body in particular. So I have to adjust. And when I adjust, it allows me to do and be exactly who I want to be because I make the decisions in the moment, in the presence. And that's the key. Because if I'm already looking towards tomorrow, but I'm just at breakfast time, well, you know what? I might be like, oh, well, who cares? I can have a couple donuts. Nobody's going to know. It's really not going to affect anything. Oh, yeah, it is. Because guess what? From those 2 donuts, oh, it's downhill. You're going to have a sugar crash. You're going to be crabby sooner than later. And I mean, yeah, you can still be later, but you can choose to be crabby. Most of the time, though, we don't understand it. But yes, our food, the chemicals, and how our body reacts to it, it can cause a little understanding of freaky feelings in our body. And so that leads us to, yeah, we're crabby. Not just hangry, we are crabby because we can. Because our body says, well, you're not giving me what I needed. And so, yeah, I'm feeling kind of yucky. And so I'm going to show it. And this is how I'm showing up for you. And then your mind is like, well, why aren't you doing what I want to do? And then it becomes this whole internal battle. Who wants to live that way? Nobody does. Nobody does. And that's why diets don't work. Because it's not addressing everything. It's trying to always go to the finish line. I'm saying ditch it. Your moments are your measuring stick. Your presence is your momentum. And finally, number three, your feelings and energy are your stability. Goals are great, but feelings last a lifetime. Just let that sink in for a minute. I mean, because when I think about this, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I could go back and forth, but yeah, hitting that goal, it feels good, right? You see that number on the scale, you're like, yeah! And it's like, oh, you eat perfect all week, and you're like, woohoo! But you get on the scale, and then you're like, oh, yeah, it didn't work. You got the goals. You do what you want to do, but what happens when you feel defeated? Now, you know that feeling, don't you? Because you wake up the next day, and it may have been 20 years ago that you had that defeated feeling, and you still can remember it right now at this moment. You can taste feelings for a lifetime. Goals are fleeting. They're great to keep us motivated, to keep us on task, right? To help us get from point A to point B, but it's not the end goal, right? We're not headed to the finish line. Feelings last a lifetime. And most of what we do in life comes from feelings, honestly. So keep track of the feelings you want to encourage in the moment. As the feelings stay leveled and congruent to what you desire, this is where your goals come into play, right? Then you can continue down the path without much frustration or regret. No more beating yourself up because you're tuned in. Your feelings and energy are your stability. Moving, eating, and sleeping, along with keeping a calm, clear mind, takes a lot of thought and diligent action. It really does. We're complicated creatures. We're awesome creatures, but we're very complicated. You don't have to view your success from the bigger picture. Okay, we get caught up in that. You know, oh, go out and take the drone view. What does that look like? It's great to look at that long term for planning things, but you know what? Life happens every day, not in the big picture. So you got to bring it back in, zone in, take one day at a time by zoning in on what matters in the moment, right? It's presence. Are you present? Most of us are not. We think we are, but we can't remember. I'm spending some time right now with my grandbaby, and oh, let me tell you, talk about being present. Oh, I have to be present because he is at the age, 21 months, that everything is at his level, meaning that, oh yeah, let's play with the lights. He tries to reach up a little bit higher. Now in our house, our light switches are lower. They're ADA compliant. So he has no problem with that, but I'm at his house. And so he goes tippy, 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 tippy toeing, and now he's even tried, well, if I stand on something, I can get closer. Oh, no. That just causes more complication, right? So talk about presence. I am ever so present with him because literally in a blink, we can have a catastrophe, right? Well, look at your life. Literally in a blink, you could have a catastrophe. Your health matters. You matter, my friend. And you can't just sit back thinking, you know what? Yeah, I cheated today on my food. I didn't really want to get out and walk today. So yeah, I'm just not going to. But those feelings, right, they last. And you just carry that. You're like, yeah, I just want to do that. And you're thinking, oh, I'll get there eventually. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years go by and you're still kicking yourself. And New Year's resolutions come up. Yeah, believe it or not, we're past the half year mark. I don't know about you, but I'm not thinking New Year's resolutions. I don't make them, by the way, because I'm all about solutions throughout my everyday. Huh, I think that rhymed. Wasn't that fun? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, right? When you do that, when you focus and zone in on what matters in the moment, the finish line disappears. It doesn't matter anymore. Your success is no longer defined by a certain size, a specific weight or number on the scale, how much you can lift, how buff you look. Oh, are those abs showing up or your ability to live perfectly? You become dedicated to how you want to feel and lead your every day by staying present and dialing into each decision in the moment. So unwrap the excitement for living a healthy lifestyle by bearing the myth of the finish line. You, my friend, are created for more. So go create your now. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.